This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Phil Stasek, the president of the Space Coast Progressive Alliance, and Chief James Rogers from the Palm Bay Police Department. And we're here today to talk about the upcoming Thursday event. The Space Coast Progressive Alliance presents these events every month, and this month we're going to talk about the opioid crisis. But let's start out, Phil, as always, let's tell folks a little bit about the Space Coast Progressive Alliance and what you do.
Thank you, Terry. The Space Coast Progressive Alliance is the voice of progressive and liberal thought here in the Space Coast. We advocate for the environment, for women's rights, for the labor movement, and so much more. This particular First Thursday event is going to be about the opioid crisis and how it affects not just our nation, not just our state, but our own community. 115 people die every day in this country from opioid overdoses, and those numbers are unacceptable. We've got a great team of speakers that are going to be here that people can come and learn about what's going on with this crisis. But we're also going to have experts from across our community, community leaders, medical professionals, and folks who really know what's going on, people who have been influenced, family members who have died. Our first speaker is Maria Breslow from the Central Florida Cares. She actually administers mental health care and services to folks that are addicted. Sarah Gooden is an assistant public defender from the 18th Judicial Circuit, and Sarah is very much an expert on the legal system and how it deals with this. Dr. Dina Grayson is a doctor, a PhD in biochemistry. She can explain why people are so readily addicted to these opioids. And frankly, the reason that we're having this event, the man who really triggered this is Palm Bay Chief James Rogers. And he, through his leadership, reached out to the community for assistance. He's very wise in doing so. So we're really, really lucky to have Chief Rogers here in the studio with us today. Thank you.
Thank you. What we would like to do as part of the law enforcement piece of this opiate crisis is give the audience an inside look of what's happening inside our communities, not just from a law enforcement perspective, but what's happening to our homes and our families and our children. This crisis reaches so many places in our community. And what I would like to do is give perspective from what the law enforcement piece is so they can have themselves a different perspective on this part of the problem. Of course, because we're a law enforcement agency, our piece and our responsibility, our obligation to make our community safe is to focus on the enforcement end. But we realize there's a bigger picture here. We focus on those people who are dealing the heroin in our community. We're committed to making arrest on that end. We believe that that's an important piece of the solution part, but we realize that it's not the entire piece. So we want to be part of a conversation that's going to come up with the comprehensive solution to this epidemic within our community so we can see healing from all aspects, not only the people who are addicted to the heroin and the opiates, but healing to the families. We don't believe the total answer is enforcement. We believe there's more answers out there, and we're not going to find them unless we get together. So let's get together, talk about solutions, and hopefully we can make an impact.
And if you would like to find out more or join in the conversation, April 5th at 6:30 p.m. at Front Street Civic Center, as always, free and open to the public. And you do have a website where people can find out more information.
Please check us out at scpaflorida.com.